KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 47 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy this morning, partly sunny this afternoon, a high of 63. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your trained home comfort specialist dealer. In Southwest Iowa news, a county supervisor who voted to hire Culver Construction to work on county projects says everyone involved knew the business was owned by Joni Ernst's father. Ernst is now the Iowa Republican Party nominee for the U.S. Senate, but Democrats have been suggesting that while Ernst was the Montgomery County auditor, she failed to disclose her father's firm was bidding for and getting county business. Brian Amos, the chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, said everyone in the county knew Culver Construction was owned by Ernst's father.
In a small community, that was common. I mean, it's common knowledge. I really feel that they're really grasping at straws to find something negative here. At that time, if there would have been anything at all that was not above the board and politically correct, we would have been put on the carpet right then.
Culver Construction was awarded $215,000 worth of county contracts when Ernst served as Montgomery County's auditor. Democrats have charged that's a conflict of interest. Amos said that Ernst had no vote on the matter because he and the other county supervisors handled the bids and voted to award the contracts. Former Iowa Attorney General Bonnie Campbell, a former chair of the Iowa Democratic Party, last week said that state law stipulates a county official's immediate family members, including their parents, are not to get county contracts. Amos says in a small community or county like Montgomery County, that could cut out a lot of potential low bidders on county contracts and cost taxpayers more money.
Why would you refuse a low bid because there's a relationship? I mean, how far does that relationship go? Could it be a fourth, fifth cousin so that eliminates them? I realize this is a lot closer than that, but where do you draw the line?
Amos says there were a lot of construction firms competing for the work and none complained when Culver Construction was the low bidder and got the county contracts.
If there would have been anything inappropriate, it would have been brought up at that time.
According to the Ernst campaign, Ernst does not have a financial stake in her father's company, and a spokeswoman for Ernst calls the allegations of a conflict of interest frivolous. Two people were arrested Sunday in Atlantic. The Atlantic Police Department said Monday 36-year-old Patrick Hallis of Shelby was arrested for driving while license was denied or revoked, and 21-year-old Bradley Herring of Atlantic was arrested Sunday for driving while barred. Both men were booked into the Cass County Jail. A man from Central Iowa was arrested yesterday afternoon at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. According to Creston Police, 31-year-old Stephen Michael Scott Beck of Boone was arrested on a Union County warrant for failure to appear in court. Beck was being held in the jail on $300 bond. Two people were arrested earlier this month on drug and other charges following a traffic stop October 3rd in Guthrie County. The sheriff's office reported Monday 29-year-old Jessica Martin of Greenfield was charged with possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, first offense, possession of a controlled substance, morphine, first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Martin was also charged with a drug tax stamp violation and possessing contraband in a correctional facility or jail, both of which are felonies. She later posted bond before seeing a magistrate and was released. And 36-year-old Lewis Mack Brittain of Ankeny was found to be in possession of a dangerous weapon, an electronic immobilization device. He was also found to have an active arrest warrant out of Polk County. Brittain appeared before the magistrate and was remanded to the custody of the Polk County Sheriff's Office. The pair were arrested after the vehicle they were in was stopped for a traffic violation at around 12:40 a.m. October 3rd in Guthrie Center. During the stop, illegal items were found on Martin and in the vehicle. Two people were arrested on drug charges Sunday in Crawford County following a traffic stop early that morning in Denison. 21-year-old Dakota James Boger of Chiron was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. A couple of hours later, a traffic stop was conducted by the Crawford County Sheriff's Office in Denison that resulted in the arrest of 29-year-old Amber Lee Nelson of Denison. She was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. The Crawford County Sheriff's Office arrested a Denison man Sunday night after investigating a report of a man walking along Highway 30 just west of Vail. 25-year-old Andrew Ellis was placed under arrest for carrying a dangerous weapon, a pistol, without a permit. Upon further investigation, the Crawford County K-9 performed a sniff of Ellis's belongings and indicated to the odor of narcotics coming from a black plastic case. During a search of the case, methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia were seized. Ellis was subsequently charged with possession of meth, second offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Because Ellis was possessing a pistol at the time he was possessing the controlled substances, it will enhance his penalties upon conviction. Two people were arrested on separate charges last Saturday in Guthrie County. The sheriff's office said Monday at about 9:43 p.m. Saturday, 53-year-old John Roger Reese of Jamaica was stopped for a traffic violation in Jamaica, and during the course of the traffic stop, Reese was found to have a revoked driver's license due to an operating while intoxicated revocation. He was cited and released pending an appearance in front of the Guthrie County magistrate. And at around 11:40 p.m. Sunday, 34-year-old Keith Lee Harlow Jr. of Scranton was stopped and subsequently arrested following an encounter with law enforcement in Bayard. Harlow was arrested for OWI second offense and transported to the Guthrie County Jail. He appeared before the magistrate the following day and was released on his own recognizance. No injuries were reported following a collision between two vehicles in Red Oak Monday, but the accident remains under investigation. Authorities say a 2014 Buick driven by 51-year-old Christina Vestal of Emerson was stopped at the intersection of North 3rd and East Washington Streets at around 5 p.m. Monday when it pulled away from the intersection and was struck by an eastbound pickup being driven by 58-year-old William Ehlers of Red Oak. Vestal told police she didn't see Ehlers' pickup approaching because of an obstruction created by motor vehicles parked along the north side of East Washington Street and the position of a power pole. Damage from the crash amounted to $5,600. No citations were issued pending completion of the accident investigation. The Creston Police Department said yesterday that four people had been arrested recently on separate charges. On Sunday, 32-year-old Charles Keaton of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for parole violation. Keaton was being held in the Union County Jail without bond, awaiting an appearance before the magistrate. On Saturday, 31-year-old Erin Wallace of Creston was arrested for driving while revoked. She was later released on bond. That same day, 47-year-old Dan Willits of Creston was arrested at the Union County Jail on an OWI first offense charge. And on Saturday, 25-year-old Eric Shin of Creston was arrested on an Adams County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Shin was later released on $300 bond, while Willits was released on $1,000 bond. Our news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.